The Democrats are gaining in the Pacific Northwest, still not taking California. They do have New York this time. Most of New England is still Republican territory. Democrats still have West Virginia, but not much else. So the Democrats are still floundering. What they do in the next election is go back to the moderate Southerner, Bill Clinton from Arkansas, to try to regain Southern territory in the election. And as you can see, quite successful running again against Bush. This was an election where the economy was the big focus, recession year, and Clinton pushed heavily on that. And you can see the results, taking a swath of states through the central part of the country, from Louisiana all the way up to Minnesota, taking most of the Northeast and the Great Lakes states, with the exception of Republican Indiana. Not getting all the South by any means, but getting about half of the southern states and taking about half of the western states as well. So it seemed like a pretty good strategy. This was an interesting election because it was another one of these three-way elections with Ross Perot, who ran very heavily on the deficit issue. I know some of you can remember Perot with his flip charts and his half-hour infomercial, which was actually very detailed. So you can see Clinton was far from getting a majority with 43% of the vote. Perot didn't take any states. He was pretty erratic. He was in the campaign. He was out of the campaign. He went into the campaign as well, again. But with almost 19% of the vote, did quite well.